Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Money, 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 money.
My, what a difference the day makes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, oh, that's right.
Pay-per-view that starts at 2 p.m. It's still daylight out.
Right.
You know?
There's it's not even 6 p.m. yet on our side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had a lot of burrito to where I feel like I'm about to pass out.
Woo!
I'll tell you that.
Three woo-woo burritos are in my belly. Wow. Yeah. And I got to say, God, I'm worried.
Hi, yeah. I'm going to shit.
Very worried. But yeah. Eric made the woo burritos. Oh, God.
They like were I so said, good. I would.
Yes.
Better than ever.
Money in so the bank, good. Woo in the burrito, you know. Yes,
woo in the burrito.
Mm. They're fucking great. They're
but so good. You know what else tried to make me really tired was a lot of this pay-per-view.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't understand how they just can't put on a good show anymore.
Seems like most fans like the show. So I guess we're just a bunch of shitheads. I mean,
it wasn't all bad, but like, you know, a lot of stuff went on too long and a lot of it was unnecessary.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't really good either. It was just kind of like, you know, okay, thanks for watching SmackDown.
I really want to see everyone in London try to be that crazy for fucking a 7-hour pay-per-view when AEW gets there.
Well, sure. I mean, if they're having if they're having shows in WWE all year round, then maybe they won't be as hot as they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe. But I think that's how they are, though. That's how they are. It's soccer matches that they go to all the time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, go back to when you know the crowds used to be super hot everywhere in the United States.
Mm. Right.
And sometimes there's still parts that are like Philly's always good, New York's usually good.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, it used to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. True.
We need to go to like a Chicago show.
Sure.
I want to interact with Chicago fans.
Chicagoans?
Chicoagans. Yeah.
Yeah, but we start off the Money in the Bank pay-per-view with the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. We have like a James Bond type intro for the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
We got Butch versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Santos Escobar versus Damian Priest as Shredder, I guess.
I think so.
Cosplaying as Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Ricochet versus L.A. Feet.
Time to face my blades.
Versus Logan Paul.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And everyone beats up Logan Paul to start the match.
Sure. Yes. That makes sense.
Which I was like, oh, I guess he is winning because this whole match is about him all of a sudden.
Right.
Knight was standing alone in the ring and everyone cheered. He was obviously
so over
the favorite for this match. This is, you know, what London wanted. It's pretty much what everyone wanted.
Yeah.
Was for him to win it.
Yeah.
Paul climbs the ladder, so they all beat him up again. Then Butch, just so that he could get a good reaction, he pulls a cricket bat from under the ring.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're always actually under the ring. It's just this is the one time he pulled out the cricket bat.
Right, it makes sense.
Most wrestlers don't know what they are. So Butch understood what it is, so that's why he went.
You know, the crew guys, they actually play cricket after they set up the ring.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of a ritual they have.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we did it. Let's play a quick game of cricket.
Yeah, makes sense.
And the ring is home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
That'd be kind of cool. See how far you can hit the cricket ball in an empty arena
before
the show starts.
Paul convinces Priest to set up two tables, but then Priest quickly turns on him. Ricochet dove through a ladder to suicide dive outside the ring. That was pretty cool. Then Butch stomped on someone's hands. I forgot who, but the important thing was Wade Barrett said, "Good luck climbing a ladder with broken fingers."
Right.
Yeah.
Like, well, you have feet. I think you can still climb a ladder with broken fingers.
Well, the funny part is they always talk about him breaking their fingers when he does those moves, and they're never broken.
No,
they
never.
You would have casts on your hands if you broke
their
fingers.
They're like this for like 5 seconds, and then 5 seconds later, they're fine.
Right, it looks like they're throwing up gang signs.
And all he does is he kind of gives it a little bit of pressure, and then he stomps his feet.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh,
or like when he grabs
God.
It, he grabs it, he's just like, popping your knuckles.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, bro.
Feels,
the relief.
Oh, God, that feels so
thanks,
good.
Thanks, Pete.
Right. Paul frog splashed on a priest on a ladder going from the ring to the barricade. Butch choked Escobar. And then they were laying on a ladder going from the main ladder to the ropes. And Ricochet hit a springboard 450 splash. Butch hit a moonsault off the ladder outside the ring onto a few people. Then Ricochet and Paul were on the top of a ladder, but LA Knight pushes them, and it was obvious. It was like, okay, they're going through the two tables.
Yeah.
Because they do this every match, every ladder match, they do this spot. And I think that was my biggest criticism, was like, we really didn't see anything new in this ladder match. And maybe it's just they've done so many that it's not possible anymore.
Yeah.
Since we have so many ladder matches now. I mean, like, when Triple H and Rock had that ladder match for the IC title, like in 98, mm-hmm. that was the third ever ladder match that they ever did.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's, you know, there's two every year at least.
At least.
So LA Knight pushes them. Ricochet and Paul land on the top rope awkwardly.
Yes.
It didn't go how it was supposed to.
I guess they were supposed to land from a falling ladder, land on the top ropes, and immediately go into the Spanish fly.
Yes.
That's insane.
Well, they're supposed to land on their feet.
No, but their feet on the top rope.
On the top rope. Yes, exactly.
That's extremely hard.
But like,
that's
Paul,
extremely hard.
I'm sure they had to have practiced that part at least, like where they land.
Yeah, put a big a padded mat like outside, like a gymnastics mat,
or just get to the top rope and you stop there because you know you
can't really stop, right?
Sure.
It's like a trampoline. I'm sure they put a
big
pad.
We're not Ricochet, but yeah.
Well,
So they land awkwardly. Logan Paul's like got his legs on opposite sides. He's on the second rope, and Ricochet's like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to go for it. And they go for the Spanish fly, but they both land head first.
Oh my God.
On the table.
Like through two tables. And fuck, that looked scary.
And neither one of them come back, I don't think.
No,
right?
They don't.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't think they were supposed to.
No.
Whether they landed right or not.
And Logan Paul had a huge gash in his shoulder.
Yeah.
Looked like after
he's lucky much. That was the worst part.
I know.
But yeah, that was scary. And then Knight has a few moments after this where we think he's going to win. But then Priest gave Knight a broken arrow off the ladder. And then Damian Priest climbs and grabs the briefcase for the win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damian Priest. You know, there are a lot of people online saying that this would happen. I didn't want to believe it. You know, I was thinking about picking him, but I was just like, I just don't want... They're going all in on Judgment Day, really? And they're going in all in on Judgment Day.
But like, yeah. If you're going to do this, complete it. Let Finn win the title somehow.
Yeah.
And then have this weird, awkward pressure between them for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been okay with that. It's Finn Balor. I know he's not great right now and Judgment Day sucks, but if this causes the end of Judgment Day, I'd be all for it. Seth's going to win all these titles again in his career, so I'm okay with him dropping this new title. You know, so it's like, yeah, let Finn beat him. How about, like, Priest helps him win, and then Priest is always like, hey, I'm going to be always behind you, like, in our group.
The hot rumor was that Finn was going to win it, and then Priest was going to cash in immediately to give Balor another super short title reign.
Yeah, just like which a fuck you to Balor.
At least that would have been something. And yeah, the silver lining is that Judgment Day's breaking up, but they're really stretching it out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just do it already. It's the worst stable ever. They fucking suck.
Yeah.
But, you know, no LA Knight. I mean, if you're not going to do Logan Paul, how do you not do LA Knight? No one gives a fuck about Damian Priest.
Yeah.
And he's going to be champion. You know how he's going to have such a short title reign because no one's going to give a fuck.
Right.
If he actually wins, if he actually cashes in
successfully. Well, we think
this
one's
going to
win too because it hasn't been very successful lately. It's like they're almost due for a big Money in the Bank shot. But no one's going to pop for that. Imagine LA Knight.
Well, the last year was unsuccessful. The year before was Big E. So.
And the year before that was unsuccessful.
Yeah, but I'm saying there was a successful one 2 years ago.
I know, but I'm saying three out of the last four, I think it is, like, haven't been or something crazy. So it's like, you know, they're probably due for a cash. Otherwise, if imagine four out of five, then it becomes, well, who gives a fuck about this match anymore?
Yeah, right.
If no one's going to win it. So imagine the pop of LA Knight, like, in 2 months coming out after a big Seth win. I don't know. I think it'd be great. And it would put him to the top.
It would.
Even though he came in so fast, so I don't know. Again, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. How are you making future stars?
Right. Yeah.
You know.
The other thing is, who's Seth going to fight at SummerSlam, you know? Or is Damian Priest going to do one of those lame cash-ins where he's like, I challenge you at SummerSlam.
Right.
No way. Although maybe because he's transfacial now.
Who does Seth fight at SummerSlam? Yeah.
It's a good question.
Good luck with that one.
Dominic?
Jesus Christ. Fuck no. There's no way. Anyways, what do you want to give this?
What are we doing? Who do you fight this pay-per-view, Seth?
Yeah, Balor.
Yeah, Balor. That's Balor my pick right now. Balor.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Rematch after rematch.
Fight the Damon.
You know who wants to see this match again?
By the way, okay, well, we'll get to that later. Sorry. Anyways, what do you want to rate this? I think it's like a C+. It's not even, it wasn't even a great Money in the Bank match.
It was a C.
Yeah.
It was average.
A C. A C works.
Yeah.
Average for me.
Yeah. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just, you know, means it was average. There. It was all right.
It existed.
Anyways, next up, we've got Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Oh, now I'm remembering what happened in this match. Mm-hmm. This is for the women's tag titles. Liv's gear was amazing.
Amazing.
It was bottom left, all three of them, though.
Oh, for God's sake, I came.
It was very Captain Carter-ish, baby.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. With a lot of ass.
Yeah.
More ass than Captain Carter, that's
more
for sure.
More ass.
Indeed.
Rhonda then put Liv in an ankle lock, and that was a sight to see.
It was.
That was phenomenal.
Kind of just, this was the sight. So
thank you.
Like,
yes.
A pistachio?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then Raquel kind of powerbombed Rhonda off the second rope and pinned her with her head in Rhonda's crotch.
Yeah.
But Shayna broke up the pin. Shayna broke up the pin, all right?
Yep.
So then, tell me why, 2 minutes later, Shayna attacks Rhonda from behind and chokes her out.
We don't know, Andrew.
Right.
What did we miss? We were all watching.
Yeah.
Did we miss a split second thing where Rhonda pissed off Shayna?
Where, like, somehow we all blinked at the same time?
Like, did Rhonda tag herself in without Shayna's approval, and this is why like, maybe that's what happened. I don't know. This match was pretty boring.
The camera didn't get it.
Like, Liv wasn't in the ring showing her ass, so we weren't really paying attention.
Yeah.
Right.
But if that's all it was, like, that's still terrible.
Hmm.
You're just going to turn on your friend because she tagged in when you weren't looking?
Yeah.
Like, it's just stupid.
That's
this
lying.
Made no sense. They haven't even teased. They haven't even had one little breadcrumb that they're angry with each other. That Shayna's angry with Rhonda. Nothing. No fucking seeds were planted to later fuck.
No plants to fuck.
No plants to fuck.
How unfortunate.
So it didn't make sense. Raquel gives Rhonda the Tejana bomb, and then Liv hits Rhonda with Oblivion, which Rhonda tried to like sell it like Ricochet.
Yes.
But it didn't look good.
Or like Miro taking an RKO.
Miro?
Oh, Rusev.
Mustafa Ali or... No, Rusev would jump back, like, dramatically.
Oh, I thought he, like, went face... Maybe I'm thinking of Ali.
Ali and Ricochet do the RKO like that. Yeah, she was trying to be like them, but it didn't look great. But, I guess it's Rhonda versus Shayna at SummerSlam for nothing.
For nothing.
I don't care about this match at all.
Right.
Mm. Don't care about that singles match. But
are they just trying to give Rhonda a little face run before
I think
she's
they're
gone?
Just... They're best friends. They're... You know, they're like, hey, we want to at least have a match before I'm gone.
Yeah.
Because Ron doing the tag team apparently was all Rhonda's idea because she wanted to tag with Shayna and...
Sure.
Whatever. I think this is a D.
Yeah, I would go with that.
I mean, we had a swerve at least.
It made no fucking sense. Yeah. No sense whatsoever.
Not even like a she's like, hey, let me tag in. And Rhonda's like, no, I got it. Like, not even that.
Right.
Give us something. All right, D.
Yeah. I mean, that could have happened. We weren't really paying attention. But
no, the announcers were like, what the fuck?
Right. They didn't show replay. They didn't show anything on the replay, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Matt Riddle versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
The Ring General.
I love when Kaiser does it because it's so dumb.
It's so hilarious.
Birds.
Basically.
Fish came out of Riddle's feet.
Gross.
So we all got that wrong on the scorecard.
Fish and chips, London.
Yeah.
We should have known. Weren't we thinking of that?
Did chips come out with the fish?
Nope.
I didn't see this part.
Oh. No.
This was like just, you know, this was another average match, like a TV match.
We've seen this match, haven't we?
Like on Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
Yeah.
Riddle kicked out of a clothesline. He hit the floating bro. He put Gunther in a triangle, but Gunther powered out of it. In the end, Gunther slapped Riddle's foot. I'm sorry, his bare foot. His foot! His fucking foot! He's slapping his foot.
No, 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 no.
And yeah. Vince, what are you trying to inject into the WWE?
Poison.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He slaps his foot and Riddle taps. I think he tickled his feet till he tapped.
Yes.
No.
He was about to piss himself.
He slaps Riddle's foot, then puts him in a leg lock and Riddle taps out.
In honor of the late draws, he wanted us all to puke.
That's it.
And it almost worked.
He's gonna puke. God. They're gonna puke.
Jesus. I think he slapped his foot like 22 times.
It's horrible.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then he tapped to Tickles, right?
Yes, he tickled him.
He was laughing too hard. He's like, no, I can't.
I'm gonna pee. So after the match, the music hits. And you hear the sword. So immediately it's like, okay.
Right.
Drew McIntyre is back. Drew gets face-to-face with Gunther. Gunther pushes him, but Drew gives him a Glasgow kiss and then a claymore.
And with he comes back not as a heel.
Drew's back as a face. And he's funny because all the rumors were saying that Drew's not going to come back unless creative finds something great for him to do. But all they found was you're in the same position when you left.
Yeah.
Well, it could be finish this first, then we'll build you a title opportunity or something.
Well, he is getting a title. He's obviously fighting Gunther at SummerSlam.
I guess, but I just, you know, he's the probably IC title.
I'm sure he's losing.
I don't know.
I'm sure he's losing, but so that means he's going to be on Raw. Yeah. Which means he won't be fighting Roman.
Right. Well, I mean.
But yeah, he needs a heel turn bad. Hopefully he loses to Gunther and then turns heel. But it's like, yeah, this is where he left off. He fought Gunther at WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a triple threat, but okay. I'm glad he's back. Right. But the guy needs a heel turn. Needs a heel turn bad.
Yeah.
After you lose to Gunther, turn heel and fight. There you go. Seth and Drew. Heel Drew. No, because Drew's going to fight Gunther at SummerSlam.
Shit. When is SummerSlam? Late July?
Early August.
Early August. Is there a July pay-per-view?
No.
It's today.
Yes, today.
Oh, right. We're in July.
Happy July.
They could just fight on a SmackDown,
no
I think.
No way.
Nah. Yeah. We've already seen it.
Not one-on-one.
A build for SummerSlam and just have Drew lose in his debut.
August 5th is SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I really doubt this is on, especially the USA Network. They don't give two fucks.
Yeah.
Two titty fucks.
I would say with the Drew return, this is a C.
C plus.
I'll go C plus.
All right.
Yeah.
I finally got one.
All right.
Hey.
All right. C it is.
Yeah. Next up, the music. Huh?
No.
Next up, the music hits, and his name is John Cena.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. So sorry.
You busted too early.
And his name is Dominic Mysterio.
That's why.
Blah. Wait.
Good.
His name is Dominic Mysterio.
Hey, will you do it the way that you used to do the 205 Live guys' matches?
God. Dominic Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes. Whoa. So Cody took off the cast. Dominic ran away, and Cody had to grab him and bring him back. Rhea Ripley was interfering ringside. Dominic went for the 619, but Cody caught him, spun him around like an idiot, hit the Cody Cutter, and a crossroads for the win. C.
That's it.
Yeah.
C. Why so C. high?
Average.
Because it was just a match that happened. Yeah. There was nothing offensive.
We're
nothing
being very great. Kind to this pay-per-view so far. This should have been a fucking D because it should have been on the pay-per-view.
What was that when he spun him around a bunch of times?
Oh, yeah.
And Rhea was there.
C-.
Rhea barely did anything.
Yeah.
She like interfered once.
She looked
I know
great,
what
though.
Happened. Ray was talking to Cody before the match.
What did he say?
Cody. If you have the opportunity, will you spin Dominic around to remind him like that? I used to do that before I got too small and I couldn't do it anymore. And maybe he will remember that I was his poppy and he'll be good again. You know, maybe.
You got it, Ray.
Everybody's deep when it comes to... Oh, man.
Stop yelling at me!
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right, so...
This should have just been on SmackDown.
Right.
They were there, you know, SmackDown was in London the night before.
Sure.
By the way, quick shout out to the 10-year-old kid that pretended to suck dick behind Wade Barrett on SmackDown.
Right.
That was, it brought me back to the Attitude Era, man.
That kid's a legend.
That kid is so great. He's like looking, he's like, and then he went.
Is that it? Okay.
Like a 10-year-old kid.
I know a lot of the guys do this too. Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Gotta be proud, parents. Gotta be
legend.
Proud.
Next up, the music hits, and his name is John Cena.
Again, I still don't understand why and what happened here.
So look,
trying to burn an appearance.
The music hit being hit, and oh, Cena's here. That was a nice surprise.
Right.
Then as he's coming out to the ring, it's like, wait, what is he doing here?
Yep.
He's not interrupting some asshole.
Nope.
We were like, who's he going to beat up? And Eric said Elias, because yes. He always beats up Elias.
I mean, who else is there?
So he gets in the, he thanks the crowd for singing along to his song. And he's like, and not chanting John Cena sucks. He's like, you guys are actually singing the song. This is great. He says, this is the first premium live event in London in 20 years. He's like, all right, they just had a pay-per-view last year down the fucking street. But right. All right. Not in London.
It's very ethnocentric of you to think that Wales is down the street from London.
Okay, a four-hour drive.
It's closer than Dallas.
Oh, did you look it up?
It's a four-hour drive.
No, literally, it's, as far as cities go, we live in Texas, everyone.
I did look
everyone
it up.
Listening internationally, we live in Texas. Everything's 3-4 hours away, all right?
Unless you want to go to El Paso, and then it's like 12.
Like 14 hours.
Do you think your Google Maps is better than my Google Maps or something?
Your Google Maps.
I'm just
is
fucking
than
looking.
My Google Maps.
Jesus Christ.
You don't believe me?
Yeah.
4 hours and 14 minute drive.
Yep.
I remembered.
Yeah. It's very
just
small.
Just trying to see where exactly it is.
England's a very
small. The left
small
of London.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he panders to the crowd for like a really long time. Like too long.
Right.
Like, we're glad you're back, but like, you're not being funny. You're just like, London's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the higher-ups in WWE,
Vince McMahon,
you know, say that London, you're too hostile. And they, boo! And they show how hostile they are.
Yeah.
And he's like, they don't want London to have WWE shows. Boo! They think you guys are trying to take over the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
It went on forever.
It was a little weird.
The crowd chants one more match, and Cena sucks their dick some more. And then finally he says what he's been saying for years. Back when, like, he was the United States champion in 2015, he says, I'm here to try to bring WrestleMania to London. And, of course, they go crazy.
Right.
And he goes, let him hear what WrestleMania's going to sound like in London. They cheer very loud, but then out comes Grayson Waller. Oh, my God.
Grayson, England's Logan Paul Waller.
Do we really need two of these guys?
Hollywood. Like,
okay, before they got Logan Paul, Grayson Waller shows up to NXT and he's doing a Logan Paul gimmick.
Right.
That's his gimmick.
Yeah.
But now that Logan Paul is here, we don't need your Logan Paul gimmick anymore.
Now that he's here and he's good at what he does.
He's just another Austin Theory. He's so fucking boring.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Austin Theory had a match on SmackDown.
Yeah, I saw that.
He kicked Ridge Holland in the throat, and Ridge Holland died.
Again?
Yeah. So anyways, Waller tells Cena, he laughs at the thought of WrestleMania in London and says WrestleMania should be in Australia. This went on for so fucking long. Again, just took way too much time.
Oh.
Like, it could, like, we were all saying, like, he should have walked the ring, like, ha ha, WrestleMania should be in Australia! AA, like right into an AA. Yeah.
Right.
This is over. This went on for like, it felt like an eternity.
It did.
Like 5 more minutes of him just shitting on London and oh, Australia. Oh, Cena, you could be on the Grayson Waller effect in WrestleMania Australia. Cena declines, but Waller says, no one says no to Grayson Waller. And Cena says, how about I just want to spend some time with my friends?
Which was great.
Which is funny because he's referencing what he said to some fan who was recording Cena, like he was at a bar with a friend.
Yeah.
And the guy was asking him, do you can't see me, right?
He's like, hey, do the thing. Yeah. Do you can't see me? Hey, John, do the thing. It's like, dude, be cool.
That's
like,
fucking lame.
Just be like, hey, John. And he'll wave to you and then you can move on with your lives. And that would be cool to show all your friends. Look, I saw John Cena. He waved at me. That'd be good enough.
Yeah.
By the way, John, you're kind of an A-list celebrity now. How about not sitting at the window seat when you're at a restaurant?
Yeah.
With the window open.
Remember the one a few years ago where like there was a guy in an elevator with Cena and he was just filming him and Cena's just standing there like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like Cena didn't say anything, but the guy's got his phone and he's just like right here on Cena.
Yeah.
And it's just like, God, like, how fucking pathetic are you?
Like, hey, John, what are you?
It's a little closer.
What are you doing?
Hey, look, watch. You can't see me. Is that funny? All right, put it down.
Like, what would be cooler? Hey,
why can't I have this thing I used to jack off with?
this has my cum on it. Yeah, like
there's a 92% chance there's cum on this phone.
Like, I get social media. Okay, you're gonna get views on social media, but like, what's a cooler story? Like, hey, I shoved my phone in Cena's face and he hates me. Or I was in the elevator with Cena. I didn't pull out my phone. I just said, hey, man, I'm a big fan. And you shook his hand.
Right.
That's way cooler.
I have pictures with like the picture at the World Series with Shane McMahon. I wasn't like, Shane. Hey, Shane.
Say that thing.
Do the thing. Jump off the cell. Shane, jump off the cell. Jump into the stand. Jump into the baseball field.
Jump out of the dugout. Onto all the bats, Shane.
Jump off the Astros train onto the baseball field. Do it now.
Right.
Do it. I'm recording.
Instead, I just took a picture with him and it was cool.
Do the thing.
Yeah. Like, doing cool stuff is fine. You know, if you see Cena, why didn't you just go up to the jukebox and play a theme song, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
If I was in the elevator with him, I'd just be like, just start whistling a theme.
That's pretty good. Although I can see Eric instead, like, of doing that.
Yeah.
You're John Cena, I'm you. Uh-huh. You'd be like,
or no. One more.
Just staring at him, smiling. Get it? Do you get it?
Last one, you're in the elevator with him, and then you bump into him and go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
I didn't see
That's
you.
That's fucking great.
And then he'd be like, fuck you.
And then he'd beat the shit out of you for touching him.
And you're like, fuck you. Switches the finger. Oh.
Anyways, Waller attacks.
Where are we?
Waller attacks Cena from behind, so I guess his leg is all healed up.
Sure.
But then he gets an attitude adjustment from Cena. So I imagine WrestleMania will be in London in 2025. Next year's Philly. I guess we're going to London, boys.
I guess so.
Yep. Well, we'll see Cena job to Grayson Waller.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if anyone lives in London and has like a couple extra guest bedrooms, you know.
Oh, my
I think there was someone in we have a few fans in London that would say like, yeah, we'll take care of everything for you. Just get here.
We'll let you draw straws.
We won't have to pay for a single beer in London.
Yes. I think someone said that.
Yeah.
And Joe's going to get some spotted dick.
Spotted dick.
Should we rate this? I mean, this is part of the show. It's like a 20-minute segment.
No.
Just moved past matches. I'm sure it was a C.
It's part of the show, guys.
It's not going to move the letter.
Seeing Cena, it's true. It's like Cena was like, oh, cool. But then Grayson Waller evened it out. Next up, we've got the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Bayley versus Io Sky versus Zelina Vega versus Zoe Stark versus Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch dressed as Banshee from X-Men.
Yes. Wait,
you bought the Banshee thing?
Yeah.
No, it's Rogue.
Well, Joe and I both thought it was Rogue. And then Eric, Eric
you
over here.
Fucking Mark!
Was like, nope, it's Banshee. And he pulled up Banshee and.
Fine.
It's Banshee.
Fine.
I mean, Rogue would be so much hotter, you know, than cosplaying as some guy.
Like, if she had the leather jacket on, then, yeah, bust a nut. But,
right.
Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Trish Stratus does not belong in this match.
Hmm.
She should have never done this.
No.
Because she's not good at it. She's just not. She was never a good wrestler.
Right.
Yeah. And the ladder match is hard enough for the women, you know, like... To be honest, they really they have these giant fucking ladders that they're trying to carry, and it's just not fair to them.
Yeah,
like they should do different ladders or something. But Bayley gave Becky an elbow drop off the ladder. Io climbed a ladder, but Zoe and Trish pulled the ladder away. So Io moonsaulted off onto everyone else. Becky and Trish powerbombed Vega off a ladder, and then they fought each other. Becky gave Trish a manhandle slam on a ladder, going from the announce table to the ladder that was laying on it. Mm. But like Trish didn't even jump. Trish just fell backwards.
Right.
Then Vega pulled out her chancla, but Zoe threw it away. And then the best spot in this match, and really, I don't know. I think it was the best spot, even in when you compare it to the men's.
Right.
Vega's sunset flip powerbomb off the ladder onto another ladder, which it's been done before. But it was better because Logan Paul and Ricochet's thing was a botch.
Yeah.
They tried to do way too much, and it just didn't work out. So I think this was the best ladder spot of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Io got to the top of the ladder, was about to grab the briefcase, but Bailey pushed her off, and it was like, oh, my God. And we didn't know whether Io knew it was Bailey that pushed her off at the time.
Yeah, the announcers tried to play it off like she didn't see. It's like,
right.
Yeah, she saw.
But then Becky fish hooked Bailey with the handcuffs that Zoe put on her earlier.
Mm.
And they were kind of like reaching through the ladder, like hitting each other. And then Io shows up and she handcuffs Becky and Bailey to each other while their arms were going through the ladder.
That was nice. Great.
And then Io climbed over Bailey to grab the briefcase. Io is Miss Money in the Bank.
There you go.
So that was pretty good. I mean, there were a lot of... The thing is, there's a lot of botches in this match.
Mainly from Trish, though.
Mainly from Trish. But Io won, and we all like Io. At least we got the Women's Money in the Bank winner.
We're just very fearful of her not being successful.
Right.
I mean, she's not going to cash it in on Ripley.
No.
I think she... I guess she cashes it in on... Whoever the SmackDown, or well, I guess now it's the just the WWE Women's Champion.
Imagine if she cashed it in on Asuka.
Yeah,
like did the announcement.
Well, I think it's gonna be SummerSlam. It's probably gonna be Charlotte, Belair, and Asuka at SummerSlam, but then Io cashes in.
That would be cool
at the end or something. That would be really cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll see about that. But what do you want to give this match?
I'll give it a B-.
B- is fair.
Done
because Io won, and
you got it.
That
Punk.
Ending helped.
Yeah, right.
You know, the match was kind of a botch fest, but that ending was really cool.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Finn Balor versus Seth freaking Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. They sung his song for fucking I don't know forever. It's too long. Like if Seth doesn't move, if Seth doesn't get in the ring, how long do they do that? How long do they sing for?
I'm gonna say 30 to 40 minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe
20.
Like as they're doing it, can you believe how long this is going for?
Right.
Let's break the record. What the fuck is the record for this?
What's the record? The booing Roman Reigns after he beat Undertaker record?
That was 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
And he didn't just boo, 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 and then my yard. And then leaves.
My yard.
So Balor attacks Seth's injured ribs. Seth went for a frog splash, but Balor got his knees up. Seth hit a pedigree, but Balor kicked out. Then Damian Priest, no music. Damian Priest just walks out with the briefcase and has a seat ringside, which tells you everything you already need to know, that he's not cashing in tonight.
Right.
Because that would be super lame. The whole point is you run out, your music hits, you run out, you hurry up and cash in, you know? But him walking out and like, oh, no one bought that.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen the show.
Yeah.
It never happens that way because that's fucking lame.
Yeah.
So Balor gave Seth the coup de grace from the announce table to the floor. Then another coup de grace off the steel steps. And then he throws Seth in the ring. He's about to go for the coup de grace in the ring. But Priest stands up. Starts walking towards Balor, and Balor's like, hey! And Balor has to turn his head all the way see Priest.
He's behind him.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing that for? And then Balor goes for the coup de grace.
What are you doing?
Balor goes for the coup de grace, but Seth moves and hits the curb stomp for the win.
Yeah.
Why? Why did Priest do that?
If you're going to give Priest this case, there's only one way to get someone to pop for this win, and it would have been Balor beating Seth, and then his music hits, and the place would have went crazy.
Yeah,
just like Dolph wasn't crazy over, but when his music hit to take it away from kind of a lame Alberto Del Rio, like everyone lost their fucking mind because it was an unexpected moment.
Cash-ins always get pops no matter who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so like, yeah, but I don't, why did Priest want Balor to lose? There's no reasoning behind any of this.
Yeah, no.
Just because they've had a few awkward conversations backstage?
Yeah.
Make it make sense, but it doesn't. This match was 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Balor versus Seth Rollins. The scorecard was over under 25. I thought 20 minutes, but 12.
Yeah, 12. Come on.
Even Goldberg was like, what the fuck?
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
Once again, this, I would say a C. It was just a match. It was like a TV match on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I tweeted out, like, these matches have been lame.
Right.
Like, they're not bad, but they're not pay-per-view worthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
And again, why doesn't Priest run in the ring? See, if he doesn't come out at all.
If he hates Balor, let Balor win and hit him with the fucking... It doesn't make sense.
But I'm saying, like, if you either like, I don't want to do it tonight. I just got it. I want to be kind of Mr. Money in the Bank for a little bit, but I'm going to do it on a day where I can surprise him.
Yeah.
If you're going to come out, then take the case.
Yeah.
Run in a ring where you have an exhausted Seth post-match. Hit him with the briefcase. Beat the living shit out of him. You don't have to cash in until you go, I want to cash in. And if he gets away, you don't cash in. And if you beat him to a fucking pulp, then you go, here, ring the fucking bell. I'm just going to pin him real quick.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen either.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can do to make not be lame is just he doesn't even come out at all.
Right.
But he cost Finn the... Oh,
right.
The writing is just not there for what they're trying to do.
It's really bad.
Create conflict out of nothing.
Next up, we have the one match that was really good. Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa versus the Usos. Caleb Braxton interviewed Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn up in the skyboxes before the match. And Sami says, I think tonight is the night that Roman Reigns gets exactly what's coming to him. Mm. And obviously we know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still the champ. He still has three belts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, people pointed this out on SmackDown that the WWE Championship now has Brock Lesnar's side plates. And this has to be new because someone would have pointed it out all these fucking, the whole year that he had this belt.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I guess they just put Lesnar's side plates on them for some reason.
I could see, look, human make, you know, there's always human error in everything. We've seen this and we've heard about this. Maybe they just didn't bring that belt to Europe. Because wasn't that last show in Europe too?
Which one?
The one you're talking about where the fans noticed it?
That was the night before.
Yeah. So they were in London.
Yeah.
So I'm saying maybe they just didn't take the right belt or they didn't bring the plates or something. I don't know.
They sell those side plates. The only one that is, I mean, there's no way. They have at least those WWE side plates.
That they can put on.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just they're teasing something with Brock again, but good God, stop it.
Well, that,
please,
that's
you don't
not
need
a way
that again. Or if Roman was just like, I beat him for it, so I'm putting his fucking...
Yeah.
You know, I'm showing you who I beat for it. I don't know.
It's weird.
It's a little weird. We'll see if they're doing something with it, but I don't know. So yeah, Roman Reigns and Solo versus the Usos. A few minutes into the match, Roman asked for a tag, and Solo took a long time before he tagged Roman in, but he eventually did what he was supposed to do. The Usos went for a double super kick, but Roman rolled out of the ring and Heyman told him, do you want your sons to sit at his table? And Roman looked at him like,
yeah.
What? Fuck no. And then, you know, we have the London crowd doing these chants that we don't understand because we're not from there. But some of these chants just don't work. They're not catchy. They're not even chantable when they're going like, if you hate Roman, stand up. If you hate Roman, like, it's just, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. I don't know. It was just weird. Apparently, it's a football chant, but it just doesn't flow. They later chanted, fuck you, Roman. And, like, that's one.
That's a classic.
That's a classic. That one works great. Yeah. We invented that one.
Yeah. We came up with that one. You're welcome.
Jay hit a few suicide dives, but Roman Superman punched him. He went for a spear, but the Usos speared him together, but Solo broke up the pin. Then they do the spot mid-match where they're all in the ring across from each other. Kind of like the War Games thing where it's like, oh, this is just getting started.
Right.
And then Roman hits Jimmy with a Superman punch, but Cole yells, he didn't get all of it. He didn't get all of it.
Shut up, Michael.
Like,
shut the fuck
stop.
up.
Why are you pointing out the mistakes? That's like rule number one in television and movies. You don't point out the mistake.
Right. Right.
Like, I didn't really notice at the time the Superman punch didn't look good, but I guess it didn't because Cole went, he didn't get all of it. What? In the fake wrestling match, he didn't get all of it?
Correct.
He didn't get all of it because it's fake. This is fake. It's not real. So he didn't get all of it. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Then Roman goes for a spear, but Jimmy super kicked him twice and went for an Uso splash, but Roman caught him with the guillotine. The ref raised Jimmy's arm, but Jimmy hulked up and got out of it. And that was a big moment, too, because he was dead and there was like, oh, okay, it's just ending here. Like most Roman matches.
Yeah.
Underwhelming wins.
Right.
Boring wins. But Jimmy powers out of it, ends up pushing Roman into the referee, knocking him out of the ring. And the ref either got nutshotted or like his arm actually got caught in between Roman's back and the rope. So that couldn't have felt great. And then he fell out of the ring.
Yeah.
He was like, ah! He made like this really funny groan. So he's dead. The Usos hit the 1D. Again, no ref. The crowd chants to 10. And Wade Barrett's like, they're not a referee. They don't matter. Yeah. I've got bad news.
Because Michael was trying to defend it. Like, well, they counted to 10.
They counted, so it should be over.
Yeah.
Cole's like, shut up, Michael.
Barrett, yeah.
Then the Usos go for the double splash, but Solo saves them, which I'm glad because that double splash never looks good.
Mm-mm.
The guy that splashes on the other guy's legs, it never looks good.
Right, right.
Then Roman and Solo hit Uranagis to Jimmy and Jay at the same time. Then Solo hits Jay with the Samoan spike as Roman spears him. Little combo move there.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
And then he tells Solo to stack Jimmy on top of Jay. The ref wakes up. Roman goes
magically.
Yeah, right. As soon as they're stacked, the ref's like, oh, is it my... okay, oh, hello? I'm here. Roman goes for the pin. 1, 2, both Usos kick out.
Mm.
Double kick
out. I don't think anyone was expecting that.
No.
So that was pretty awesome as well. Then Solo went for a splash on Jimmy on the announce table, but Jimmy moved and Solo went through the table all by himself.
Like a fucking idiot.
Like a total fuck. Then Roman speared Jay in the ring. 1, 2, but Jay kicks out and low blows Roman in the process, which I believe, I want to say the first time Roman did that was against Jay. Because remember, that was Roman's thing. He did that many times where he would low blow the guy while he kicked out. And I think he did that to Jay, like in their Hell in a Cell match.
Maybe, yeah.
Or no, that was an I Quit, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he did it to, he's obviously done it before, but.
Sure.
I'm sure he's done it to Jay, but that was a cool callback. Then the Usos super kick Roman a bunch of times. One more for Solo just to get him out of there. And then a double super kick to Roman. And then Jay goes to the top rope, hits an Uso splash on Roman Reigns. 1, 2, 3. The Usos win.
First time Roman's been pinned in 3.5 years.
Mm. Wasn't it like 2019 was the last time he got pinned?
December of 2019?
December?
Yeah, yeah. By Corbin.
By Baron Corbin.
In the dog food match?
Sure.
Wait, that wasn't even a clean pin. It was like a 3-on-1 match.
Yeah. But, you know, it was really good.
Yep.
So I guess it's going to be Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam where Roman wins.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, this was the consolation prize. Jay just got to pin him once.
Yeah.
But it was really good, you know? I think it was the best match for sure.
I would say a B.
I'd say
like an, I would have said like an A minus.
I'd go A. Wow. There's a lot of storytelling in this one.
Hmm. So I guess we're at an A minus, the average.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of a C plus pay-per-view then.
Yeah, it
average.
It
figures.
Slightly above
average.
That's
what it felt like watching it.
Yeah,
it
wasn't bad, not great.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't great. Average matches. Really good main event.
Yeah.
And that's
but Roman's got to defend this fucking pelt already.
Yeah, for real.
My God.
Yeah.
Since April.
We don't really know anyone's opponents for SummerSlam, really,
no,
at this point.
No.
Again, maybe Jay with Roman.
It's got to be Jay. Yeah.
Roman will run through the fourth person who should have beat him.
Right.
You know? It's like, starts with Kevin Owens.
He was the first
who
one.
Who was like the first one who got a legit shot at him and should have beat him.
Who?
In the Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Then it went to
Jay first.
Then, yeah, I guess Jay Yeah, but Jay wasn't trying to pin him for all the titles.
But he had the one.
Yeah.
He had the Universal Championship.
So anyway, fourth time in a year.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, my God. I mean, Edge won the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then lost to him.
Yeah.
Edge, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso,
Cody Rhodes, Bryan,
The Fiend,
Cesaro.
Yeah.
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 So there you go.
There it is.
All right. Well, at least he took a pin. That was interesting.
Pay-per-view.
Yep.
And then I guess last but not least, who's the pay-per-view prediction champion?
It says that I guess you made a mistake.
Uh-huh. Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I did, huh?
So anyway.
Anyways, you've been looking at that for a while. You know what's fucking crazy? Joe was winning this whole pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And then I picked the Usos. I was the only one that believed in the Usos. I believed in the Usos.
I just didn't think they would let Roman. First of all, it's Roman Reigns. Yeah, he never loses. It took 4 years. And I was just like, I don't think. I think the story continues with him winning and it gets them angrier. In a way, they beat him and it's over.
Right.
Like, how would you build a storyline behind one of the Usos? Jay, let's draw straws. All right, you get to fight him. So I didn't think they were going to go that route, but I see that this is their Super Bowl. This is their big win.
Yeah.
Now he'll just be probably both of them in back-to-back pay-per-views or something like that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so you got me
1 point
over on 7 points in that last match.
Yeah.
And you told me you needed everything to be right.
And the announce table. So it was 9. I needed that too. The one announce table.
Fucking crazy.
That was nuts. What a comeback.
So there you go.
Andy Two Belts is still here. You know how Roman did this when he had the two belts and he would he would do that with the belts?
Are we still doing the belts?
Act like you've been there.
What a title. I've been here. I've been the champion. This is like a historic title reign. Andy Two Belts is here to stay. Well, I have the only record. Well, the only record I could break is mine. So what do you mean? I guess we'll see.
Well, I've had the title the most times. I'm like the Ric Flair of the pay-per-view.
Okay. Show me that again.
And then I held it for the longest. I held it for nine months once.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
I did started doing it.
You're thinking of my title reign.
No, I'm not.
Eric can remind you.
No. You're almost there. You might be able to break Bruno's record.
To my own record. My own record I could break. Whatever. Any two belts.
Are we still doing this thing?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing it. You guys are losing it. What's wrong with wrestling?